This message is presented to you by Pastor Cliff Reynolds and Word Alive Church in Elwood City, PA. For more information, visit wordalivechurch.info.
Peace not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's right. It's a peace that passes all understanding. So just receive his peace today. Thank you, Lord. Peace like no other. Thank you, Lord, that you do wondrous things. Thank you, Father. Come to glorify you tonight, Lord, for who you are. Friend that sticks closer than a brother. Thank you, Lord. I know somebody have a word of exhortation tonight, a prophetic word there, and the edification, exhortation, and comfort. Anybody have that? Just go ahead and give that tonight if that's you.
I would say to you, remember, you have Christ in you. You have the living God that's inside of you. He will speak through you. He will use you to bring joy and peace and patience and kindness to many, many people. He wants to let you know, he wants you to know that you have that spirit and you can be used in a mighty, mighty way with the gifts, with a smile, just to love on people and just encourage them with the Spirit of God inside you. Remember, you have the God of hope to fill you with all joy, peace, and believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you. Have the God of hope living in you. Thank you for being obedient. Hallelujah. Good to see you tonight. Good to have Fred back from Florida. Good to see you.
Be prepared. Be prepared.
Oh, be prepared. All right, I like that.
Like being prepared. Be prepared. Don't wait till something happens and then, oh no, what do I got to do? Now pray. Be prepared in advance.
I like that. Be prepared. Prepare. I thought he was making a mistake at first when he said that. But yeah, that's good. Be prepared. Yeah. He says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Glory to God. We serve the one who daily loads us with benefits. What is that? Psalm 68. In verse 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. The NLT says he daily carries our burdens for us. Oh my, he's the burden bearer. He daily carries our burdens for us. That means you don't have to carry it. That's right. You don't have to struggle with it. He's the great caretaker. Thank you, Lord, for carrying our burdens for us. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Let's get into the Word a little bit tonight. Hallelujah. I'll switch over here. Well, last Sunday, as far as our training for reigning, we talked about healing. Last Sunday. The title of it was His Healing Provision. Once again, He wants you to reign in life. Amen. Reign over situations, reign over circumstances. Sure, troubles are going to come, problems are going to come. We all face them. You know, we get hit with some illness or what have you, physical problem, what have you. But we can overcome and reign. And so part of that training for reigning is to learn about divine healing. And wasn't that a wonderful testimony we heard last Sunday? Father, thank you for this word. We bless you, Lord, and thank you so much. You're so good. Illuminate this in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we had Rick Brogy come up here after the service, and he shared a testimony, a powerful testimony. Rick was a semi-trailer truck driver, and he had, I forget now how it was, but he broke his neck. And he said that the doctor showed him the x-ray, and actually his, instead of his neck being like this, it was like this. Can you all see that? He was showing us with his finger. And the doctor told him, now you're going to have surgery on that to get it repaired. And he said, you know, we can wait till after Christmas or something, but you're going to have surgery. He said, so anyhow, Rick came up for prayer, and our people prayed for him. And lo and behold, the next time he went back to the doctors and they did an x-ray, the doctor said, it's back in position. The doctor couldn't explain it, but it's totally healed. He never did have to have a surgery from a broken neck. Isn't that powerful? Glory to God. I thought way back, and I was thinking back in the past about people that have been healed. We're talking about physical healing now. A guy by the name of Mike Gear, who's right now the head of the Pennsylvania Family Institute down in Harrisburg, but he married a girl from Elwood City. And so years ago, when we were down in the old building, Mike showed up at one of our services, and he had debilitating arthritis in his fingers. And he was a piano player. And the particular church he went to, he couldn't even play piano in his church for them because of this arthritic condition. So he came forward. Our people prayed for him. And lo and behold, he was totally healed of the arthritis and was able to go back playing piano in his church. And now he's the head of this huge organization, this legal organization that goes to bat for Christians who are experiencing persecution, or, you know, their people are infringing on their religious freedoms of speech and so forth. And Mike Gear from the Pennsylvania Family Institute, great guy. But isn't it wonderful that Jesus is still in the healing business? Huh? Glory to God. We had a lady two Sundays ago that came up and said she had this rash or these bumps all over her skin. And so we prayed for her. And once again, the Bible says you'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, who does that part? The shall recover part is what God does. All we need to do is just simply be obedient. Well, she came back this next Sunday and she says, look, Pastor, it's all gone. God took care of it. Isn't he faithful? God is faithful. Now, he said, maybe I haven't experienced the answer to prayer that I want. Keep standing. Don't give up. Don't get out of the pay line. Because the Bible says in Mark 11, 24, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. Now, what did it say to believe that you receive them? When you pray. When you pray, believe that you receive them. And what's it going on to say? And you shall have it. So, don't wait till you believe you receive it. Don't wait till you say, well, I've got it. I believe it now. No. Now. That's like the father that said, I'll believe it when I see it. No, you got to believe when you pray. Believe that you receive it when you pray. Isn't it wonderful that God is so good to us that he gives us a multitude of ways that we can appropriate physical healing? Let's turn in our Bibles, first of all, to Matthew chapter 1. I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8 in your Bibles. And begin with verse 1 about the leper. Now here's a guy, this is a terrible disease. It eats off the extremities of your earlobes, your nose, your toes, your fingers, and it was quite a problem back in Jesus' day. And it says Matthew chapter 8, verse 1, large crowds followed Jesus as he came down the mountainside. Suddenly, a man with leprosy approached Jesus. He knelt before him, worshiping. "Lord," the man said, "if you want to, you can make me well again." I think in the King James it says, "if you will, you can make me whole." In other words, he knew God could do it, but he just wasn't sure he would do it for him. And so, Jesus told him what the will of God was. He said, "I will." See, he needed to know that the will of God was that he wanted to heal him. In fact, we said last Sunday, one of our points last Sunday, if you recall, was that Jesus' life and ministry was the will of God in action. Jesus didn't do one thing or say one thing that the Father didn't tell him to say or that the Father didn't tell him to do. Therefore, his actions were the express image of the Godhead, the express will of God the Father in the earth. What was Jesus doing when he was healing people? He was demonstrating the will of God. He wants his people to be free. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. He doesn't want anybody bound. So he said, "If you will, I know you can." So Jesus straightened him out on the will. He says, "I will." And so we found out that Jesus, this is point number three on Sunday, Jesus emerging in Galilee was the end of rampant destruction through sickness. He began to turn that around. Amen. And the laying, well, let's go on here. So he says, "I want to be healed." And instantly the leprosy disappeared. Then Jesus said to him, "Go right over to the priest and let him examine you. Don't talk to anyone along the way. Take along the offering required in the law of Moses for those who have been healed of leprosy, so everyone will have proof of your healing." Now, when you think of all the benefits, all the wonderful things that Jesus did for that man, he ended a life of loneliness. He was in isolation, had to be, couldn't be around people. Now he was able to associate with other people. He stopped the spread of a dreaded disease through this man. He ended his suffering, and he would be welcomed back into society. What a wonderful thing. Turn over there to Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. Matthew 9, 35. It says, "Jesus traveled through all the cities and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And wherever he went, he healed people of every sort of disease and illness." All sorts. All kinds of diseases. Arthritis, leukemia, cancers, you name it. He healed people. Verse 22. Let's see what it says there. Okay. Oh, no, let's go to verse 27. After Jesus left the girl's home, two blind men followed along behind him, shouting, "Son of David, have mercy on us." They went right into the house where he was staying, and Jesus answered them, "Do you believe I can make you see?" "Yes, Lord," they told him, "we do." Then he touched their eyes and said, "Because of your faith, it will happen." And suddenly they could see. Jesus sternly warned them, "Don't tell anyone about this." But instead, they spread his fame all over the region. Simply, Jesus wasn't ready to be arrested just yet. Okay? That's why he said that. When they left, some people brought to him a man who couldn't speak because he was oppressed by a demon. So Jesus cast out the demon, and instantly the man could talk. The crowds marveled. "Nothing like this has ever happened in Israel," they exclaimed. So, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Acts 10:38. Why did Jesus do this? Because he was anointed of the Holy Spirit. How is it that you and I can lay hands on people? Because of the same anointing of the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. You have this anointing. 1 John 2:20 says you're anointed. 27 also says the same thing. You have an unction from the Holy One. And see, let's say you go into the hospital. Here's something I always do when I go to the hospital to visit someone. I try, number one, to, well, if they need some revelation on healing, that healing is for today, that God's still healing, I try to bring that revelation. Maybe they're not aware of that, but I try to bring that revelation to them. Maybe it's a brand new revelation that God's in the healing business and He's not putting something on you to teach you a lesson or refine you or anything else. No. And so I teach them that. Or maybe they're a believer and they already know a little bit about healing. So what do I try to do? Reinforce existing beliefs. If they're a believer and they have a good bit of word in them, I try to reinforce existing beliefs about healing. And I'll share healing scriptures with them before I pray. And that's something that you can do too. You see, we're all called to do that because we have an assignment. Do you know what our assignment is? Psalm 71 tells us what our assignment is. Psalm 71 and verse 18, here's our assignment, church. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have shown thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. We're to show God's strength and his power to this Generation Z. We're to show his strength and his power to people. And so, that's what we're doing here tonight. But I mentioned a little bit ago that God is so wonderful, so loving, that he gives a multitude of ways to appropriate healing. Now, we just mentioned one, Mark 11:24, the prayer of faith. Believe that you receive it. And then in the interim between then and the manifestation, just thank him. Take the praise break, right? And just thank him and praise him every day. Father, thank you that that anointing is working in me to effect a healing and a cure. I believe I received it, Lord. That anointing is working day in, day out, 24/7 to effect a healing and a cure. I believe I received it, Father, until the manifestation comes. So the prayer of faith is one way. Here's another way. Communion. Communion is one of the ordinances of the church, along with baptism. And so when we take communion, you can receive healing. My wife and I took communion this morning. And the bread represents his broken body. And so when you take that bread, you can say, thank you, Father. I believe that that anointing is working in me 24/7 to effect a healing and a cure. I believe that anointing is killing every abnormal cell and replacing with healthy, normal cells. Thank you, Lord, that that anointing is going to cause me to live long, live strong, and live healthy. With long life, you said you'd satisfy me, and the length of my days you would fulfill. What am I doing? Calling things to be not as though they were. Romans 4:17. But my point is, and then, of course, you take the cup, which you receive forgiveness of sins and so forth. So the communion, that ordinance of the church, you can get healed by it. Some people call it the meal that heals. Can I take communion every day? Absolutely. You can take communion every day. Amen. Just get yourself, you know, some apple juice, whatever you need, a cracker or something, and you can take communion every single day because the Bible says, as oft as ye would, you can take communion. Now, here's another way, and we touched on this last Sunday. Remember, I said a multitude of ways, a multitude of options, how you can receive healing. The laying on of hands. Mark 16:18. And they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And we saw different examples we gave on Sunday where Jesus laid hands on people and they received. Let me give you another one. James 5:14. Here's another way to receive healing. Like I said, a multitude of ways. James 5:14 says, is any sick among you? Well, let's back up to verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Now, what's afflicted mean? That means pressured. I have in my Bible here, torn apart on the inside. Okay? We've all been there. Is any among you afflicted or pressured? See, that doesn't necessarily mean sickness right there. Because it's going to go on in the next verse and talk about sickness. Now, it can't include sickness, but afflicted just simply means you're pressured. Are torn apart on the inside. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Any of you happy? Here's what to do if you're happy. Let him sing psalms. Okay? Then he goes on to say, Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And what's going to happen? The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. There are people right in this room I've laid hands on and anointed them with oil, and I got a good report later. Is that all right to say so? Okay. And so, it's true. What are you doing? You're following the prescription in God's Word. You call on the elders of the church, pray over them, the prayer of faith, anoint them with oil. I got a little bit of oil right here. Somebody gave me this the other day. Anointing prayer oil. I think they got it in the mail. They sent it to me. So that's good. I got a new bottle of oil. It's a good thing because I had one in my pocket. And my wife said, honey, where's all this oil coming from in your pants? I'm washing your pants. And I got oil I looked at the thing. Here the cap came off of it. This one screws on, so I think it'll be all right. So, calling on the elders, anointing with oil. What's another way? Speaking to the mountain is another way. Jesus said in Mark 11:23, whosoever, now that means anybody, whosoever can, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, by the way, I hope you're taking notes, because you might need to use these sometime, all right? I was in the restaurant the other day with my wife. I think it was Eaton Park. And the waitress came up to me, and she was going to wait on us, and she started telling us her problems. And I don't know whether she wanted a bigger tip or no, I don't think so. But anyhow, I think it was arthritis. Oh, and she said, and my leukemia has come back. And I said, well, is it okay if we pray for you? So we prayed for her right there. She had leukemia. It was in, what do you call it? Remission. And it had come back. So we prayed for her. I believe the next time I go into Eden Park, we're going to get a good report. Amen. Maybe I'll go tomorrow. And so, the responsibility for her to recover is on God. I just be obedient. I don't have to make anything happen. I can't heal anything. Okay? So anyhow, speaking to the mountain, getting back to that, speaking to the mountain, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, could you do this? Could you say, well, arthritis is bugging me? You mountain of arthritis, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. You mountain of cancer, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea in Jesus' name. You mountain of, name some. Stenosis. You mountain of stenosis, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Are you doing the very thing that Jesus told you to do? Absolutely. You mountain of discouragement, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Sure. You're speaking to the mountain, and you're doing it just like Jesus said to do it. You mountain of whatever it is, be thou removed. You mountain of inflammation.
Yes.
You mountain of bursitis and arthritis. Those are the itis brothers, remember? Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea.
Amen.
You mountain of blood disorder.
Amen.
Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Now, I'm telling you, this is, of all those methods that I just told you there, just for me personally now, the one that has worked the best for me is this one, speaking to it. In my life, that doesn't mean that's the same for you. Maybe something else will work better for you. The laying on of hands, or getting anointed with oil, what have you. But for me, that's the one that's worked the best. I have had little moles, lumps, I don't think any cysts, no. But I have spoken to them over a period of time and just kept on speaking and kept on speaking and ignored what they looked like, just kept on speaking. The mole fell off. And I did, that's back when they used the cassette tapes and they had those plastic containers for cassette tapes. I put it in there just to save it. And then when we moved, I lost it. But anyhow, just for proof. And lumps. I've had lumps. I've just spoken to them and just kept on speaking. You mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into. So this has worked. This has worked well for me in my particular life. Has it gotten rid of all of them? No. There are times when I had to go to the dermatologist and maybe get some precancerous something off of my forehead or something. They'll freeze it. What is that? Cryogenics or something? They freeze it. So, hey, whatever you got to do, you know. Right. Trust God. Listen, the doctors are fighting the same devil you are, right? Amen. 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 So, but some of them, many of them have gone when I spoke to them. Why? Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. How many believe there's power in the tongue? Oh, look at this scripture right here. You'll like this. Psalm 17. Psalm 17. But keep on speaking. Don't just do it a couple times. Oh, I don't see anything. It didn't work. No. No, keep on. Be persistent. Psalm 17, verse 4. Look at this. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Concerning the works of men, by the words of thy lips. In other words, the words that came from God's lips. I take those words, put them in my mouth, speak them, and what do? I keep me from the paths of the destroyer. Glory to God. Now, I know it reads differently in different translations, but that's what the King James reads. So, Jesus' ministry, I mean, he just gives us a multitude of ways that we can get healed. Speak to the mountain. I just to summarize them again. Communion, laying on of hands, calling the elders, pray the prayer of faith, speaking to the mountain. So there are a lot of ways that you can get set free. He's no respecter of persons. He'll heal you. He don't care if you're educated, uneducated, black, white, oriental. It doesn't matter. He will heal. If he's done it for one, he'll do it for all. Do you believe that today? Let's stand tonight. Glory to God. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we do thank you that you've provided a multitude of ways. A multitude of ways, Father, that we can be healed and receive. You know, Dutch Sheets says this. He says, there's coming a wave of the supernatural power of God in this last day to counter the secularist movement. Amen. So there's two things you can do. In the last days, one of the two things. People are going to depart from the faith. The Bible says they won't be able to endure sound doctrine. And they're going to depart from the faith. Or the second thing is, they're going to jump in the wave of the glory of God that's coming. It's going to sweep this earth. He said, for as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah! Our choice. I want to jump in the wave. How about you? Jump in the river. Glory to God. There's a river. The streams whereof make glad the city of God. Hallelujah. Make me glad too. Thank you, Father God. You're so good. Thank you, Father. We want to be a part of that wave, Father, that supernatural wave that's coming. It's going to blow the destitute. Well, it's like a wind, a mighty rushing wind. And what's it going to do? It's going to blow the destitute right back into the house of God. It's going to blow the prodigals right back into the house of God. It's going to lift the despondent and bring hope. It's going to, God's healing power is going to bring, we need to know about it. It's going to bring a paradigm shift. Hallelujah. So we want to be prepared. We want to know how to minister to people. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today, Lord. We love you. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a great evening.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information, please visit wordalivechurch.info.